faces will go. Faces, faces will go.
Faces, faces, faces at the window.
Providing comedy for all.
Coming soon from the makers of Aliens from Space. Tautological Film Corporation presents Nightmare of the Night. It happened at night.
I was fine during the day.
But as night fell,
it got really dark, quite suddenly.
The nightmares came.
Had to get up really early too.
Is your soul prepared for the Nightmare of the Night?
Sleep is very important.
Coming to keep you irritable this summer.
This is Mads Mikkelsen, Danish actor, star of Hannibal, and best known for playing villain Le Chiffre in Casino Royale. So,
who do you think you are?
I'm Mads Mikkelsen, I am.
Unfortunately, we've just discovered that you're telling fibs. You aren't International Actor and Cannes Film Festival Award recipient for The Hunt, Mads Mikkelsen.
Who am I, then?
Well, we've pulled your files out here, and it turns out you're Len Heraklian. And your curious name notwithstanding, you're the treasurer for a union of associated thrash metal panpipists, UK and Ireland, and you live in Sunbury-on-Thames.
So, what am I doing here?
That's a good question. Well, from this document here, can you read that? It states that you were selected for jury duty at Amersham Crown Court, and you should be there in 1 hour.
That's so exciting!
Isn't it?
How have I got so lost?
We've gone through your pockets and discovered that you've circled the wrong alighting station on your map.
That's remarkable. I live so close. I never thought I'd find that out.
It is extraordinary, isn't it?
I mean, you think you know who you are and then bang! You're not on your way to Pinewood, but should be on your way to Crown Court. And what did you say I do again?
You're the treasurer for a musical union which has 3 members.
It must be such a hard life. Only 3 members. How else did I make a living?
You also teach introductory English to foreign workers for the Argos Helpline.
I can't believe I do these sorts of things.
It can be hard when confronted with the truth. Let it out, Imposter Mikkelsen.
So, what should I do now?
I'm afraid this is who do you think you are, not what shall I do now. Although, frankly, I think Channel 5 would have a sniff of that one.
Isn't there anything positive you can tell me?
Well, I brought up these files from your internet search history, and it turns out you're a gifted anti-Semite and a profound baker.
Have you got that the right way round?
Yes. Your flamboyant and imaginative ways of stoking race hate are really exceptional, and your cakes often defy logic and rational interpretation.
What a bastard!
Yes, you are. Anyway, let's use the think chopper and get you to court in time for the start of Captain Plato Bubkiss's barratry trial.
You do that for me?
Yes, and Mr. Heraklian, we've also discovered you are distantly related to St. Dandal of Tewkesbury, patron saint of mustard. Now, to the chopper!
Next week, a ledger clerk from Biggleswade thinks she's Tony Booth, late father of Cherie Blair and TV star.
So that's not me then?
No, it's not.
Now we've got Martin from Manchester on the line. What do you want to say, Martin?
I'm calling about the lack of representation.
On TV?
On TV, yeah. And films and theatre everywhere, really. There's just no representation.
Is that something you feel you are affected by?
Yeah. When I'm watching TV, there's just no one who looks like me. I feel that there should be someone who looks like me.
So, which shows do you feel would benefit most from more representation?
Well, you know, one of the big soaps, like EastEnders, or a Dickens adaptation or something.
I think EastEnders is pretty diverse. And I think the industry's made great strides towards colour-blind casting.
This is not a colour issue.
I do apologise. Can I ask you, Martin, what group do you feel is lacking representation?
Group?
Yes. For example, travellers, Pacific Islanders.
No, you're way off.
Apologies again, Martin. Is this an LGBTQ issue? Or disabled issue?
No.
Political representation?
No.
Religious or spiritual?
No.
Urban poor?
Look, let me just stop you. Listen carefully. There's no one who looks like me.
You? You mean there's no one who has your exact face?
Yeah. Every time I turn on the telly, I'm nowhere to be seen. I should be in these programmes. It's a bloody disgrace.
Are you an out-of-work actor, Martin?
Now you're just being prejudiced.
You have been listening to The Faces at the Window, 12 episodes of Christmas. New Year has come and gone, but Christmas still lives. For one more day, at least. Written by and starring, in alphabetical order, Edward Barry, Richard Barry, Victoria May, and Daniel Thackeray. Directed and co-written by Ross Kelly, with additional material by T.D. Velasquez, and produced by The Faces at the Window. Songs written and performed by Richard Barry, with additional accompaniment from Biff Roxby and the cast. Engineering and editing by Dan Watkins and Biff Roxby at WR Audio. www.wraudio.co.uk. All original incidental music, background music, SFX and Foley by Biff Roxby, with thanks to the users of freesound.org. The 12 Episodes of Christmas is a co-production between Leela Loca Productions, Hat Hair Productions, and Ambidextrous Solutions Limited. The podcast series is copyright The Faces at the Window 2023, and no material from the series may be reused or repurposed without permission given in writing by The Faces at the Window. For information on upcoming podcasts, videos, and live shows, visit thefacesatthewindow.com. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at @thewindowfaces. Chuck us a bit of cash on patreon.com/thefacesatthewindow to help offset the costs of making this bloody thing. And God bless us, everyone.
Welcome to Lady Barn Heritage Walks Audio Guides. Walking tours of distinction since 2016. You are now standing in breathtaking Lady Barn Park. It was here that legendary wrestler and hair donor Theagenes of Withington used to train, running headlong into a special wall. Remnants of the wall can be seen near the poplars, which were demolished in 1996 to make way for a Speak Your Density machine. After winning the zinc medal at the 1983 Belgrade Pancration Games, Theagenes took naturally to his second career as a motivational speaker and author of best-selling self-help books, Punch Your Way to Success, Smash the Ribs of Your Life Obstacles, and Unleash the Power of Your Inner Nutcase. Theagenes became obsessed with space in 1995 after watching a pirated copy of Apollo 13 and disappeared that year from a field near Glossop in a homemade rocket. A short audio of his final words were recorded by Manchester Airport as he approached 40,000 feet.
Manchester Tower to unidentified vehicle. Please identify yourself. Over.
I have to rescue Tom Hanks. He's in space. I'll get him down.
Manchester Tower to unidentified vehicle. You are in protected airspace. Land immediately. Over.
How do you control this bloody thing?
A police search of his cave revealed that Theagenes' pirated video ended before the rescue was complete.
The Faces at the Window.com.